exciting day ahead of you. You get to go surprise Molly. Pathman today is the winner of the Gatorade National Girls Soccer Player of the Year. What exactly are you planning on doing to surprise her?
Well, we actually already did the surprise, which is kind of fun. Yeah, she was a teacher's assistant in a classroom, and I knocked on the door and just kind of, like, introduced myself and kind of told a little bit about Molly to her team, and then we brought the award in, snuck it through the door, and we were like, "Hey, we now want to present you with the Player of the Year award." And so you could tell she was pretty shocked and all of a sudden got really shy about it. It was cute.
Oh. I'm sure she was really excited. How does Gatorade go about picking the National Player of the Year then?
Well, there's, you know, I mean, they have over, you know, 300,000 players in the women's game in high school. And so they, you know, kind of have an idea that there's a lot of people. And then about, you know, 1% of those girls are kind of on their list. And a lot of it has to do with how well they did playing soccer in high school, how well they do in academics, and then how they benefit their community. And Molly has all three of those things. She just does, you know, 3.97 GPA, you know, set school records and goals and assists for Durham Academy, playing for the U-20s. And so, I mean, there's just a lot that she has done. She even, like, volunteered at Duke in the genetics lab. So she's pretty diverse in what she's accomplished.
Well-rounded. So you were a 2-time Gatorade State Soccer Player of the Year, so I'm sure you kind of had an idea a little bit about how Molly was feeling today. Can you tell us a little bit about what it's like to win something that big?
Yeah, I think it's a huge deal. I mean, anything that Gatorade kind of has their name on, you know that it's a big deal. And to be just even a part of the Gatorade family, it's quite an accomplishment, especially as an athlete, because you see all the Gatorade commercials and you're like, wow, that's really cool. And then you actually get to use the product and feel the benefits they have when you're on the field. And then when to win an award and know that people that are special to your sport chose you, it's quite an honor. And it was an honor for me when I won it as a state player. And I know it's an honor for her to win state player. She probably never expected to be National Player of the Year, but to win something like that and to be included on the list that are on that Gatorade trophy, it's something that she'll never forget for the rest of her life.
So you said you already surprised her. Did you get to talk to her a little bit? Did you have any, like, advice to give her?
No, my main advice was to decommit from Duke and go to Carolina, but no, I mean, my main advice was, she's an alternate right now for the U-20s, and they're heading to the World Cup this summer, and I told her, I was like, hey, as an alternate, you never know what can happen, and you have to be ready, and so she was telling me how she was preparing for it, and I also told her, you know, when you go to Duke, the academics are hard, and to make sure that she, you know, is able to sustain both, because it's really important to just not forget about academics when you go to such a high-quality team in Duke, and I think she knows that. She's a pretty mature young lady.
So you told us a little bit about her, and now you've told us she's going to Duke. Is there anything else you can tell us about Molly?
One thing about Molly is that you could tell that she was really shy, but as soon as she got around her teammates, she was back to being normal, and that's always fun. You can tell that her team loves her. They have a special clap whenever she scores and, it, you know, has a fun beat, and then they scream her name at the end, and you can tell she's made an impact as a leader on her team, and to be a teacher's assistant, you have to be a pretty good leader as well there. And from what little I know about her, just meeting her today, she's a quality young lady, and she has a great family that's backed her up, and the people that have surrounded her through soccer. I know her soccer coach here at the high school, and I know that she's, in my opinion, one of the best coaches at that age in the country. She actually used to coach in the WSA when it was here.
Okay.
And so I think, you know, she's definitely got some well-rounded people, and so that's good about Molly.
So you were probably in her position when you were in high school, like, looking up to soccer players. Who did you look up to?
That's funny. Actually, when I was younger, I looked up to Julie Foudy. I actually had her number 11 through high school just because of her. Foudy is one of those people where she's obviously an incredible soccer player. I mean, to, you know, go through 15 years on the national team, you know, that's pretty hard to do. But then you look at her accomplishments outside of it. She also, I mean, she went to Stanford and, you know, had an incredible GPA, and then she has done so much for, you know, women and women's sports. I mean, she used to be the, you know, vice president of the Women's Sports Foundation, which is huge. She was an incredible leader on our team. It's someone that, when I think about what it means to be a leader, I think of Julie Foudy. And, you know, she's accomplished so much, yet she always gives back. And I think even as a young girl looking up to her, I could see that, and that's why I wanted to be like her.
So you've talked some with about both of them now being leaders, and you're playing for the Washington Freedom, and you played for the women's national soccer team. How have you tried to be a leader in those situations?
Well, you know, like, as a, you know, like, when you're with the Freedom, fortunately, I'm the captain, so I'm put in the leadership,
right,
you know, point, and I'm able to, you know, talk to the girls in a way where they kind of look to me for a lot of decisions, so that's easy to be a leader there. But to be a leader, like, on the national team where I'm not a captain, you can be a leader with your own, you know, like, with players that are younger than you, that, like, first come on the team, so you can benefit people in that way. But you can also be a leader off the field, and I know I've put a lot of points on this, but I think it's so important for athletes to give back. And one of the ways that people can look to anyone that's older or even younger as a leader is how much you give back and how much, you know, you appreciate the game of soccer and the benefits that it's given me to be able to give back to so many people. And I think that's a way to, one of the best ways to show how you can be a leader and just you can be a good role model for, you know, obviously young girls coming up, but you can be a good role model for your teammates and inspire them to give back as well.
Definitely. So you're in the middle of your, well, in during your Freedom season. How's that going so far?
Well, now it's going a lot better now because we started out struggling a little bit because we had one win and two losses. And now we're, you know, 3-2-1 is our record. And we've had two consecutive shutouts. So as a defender, we're pretty pumped up about that. And you can just tell that our team is really developing and becoming their own, and the chemistry there, because we had really good chemistry off the field. We were just kind of working on our chemistry on the field. And I don't think that we're a bunch of individual players anymore. I think that we're truly our team. And I think that's showing, especially in, like, when you see a shutout, you know that that's because the whole team is playing defense.
And what have you found to be the biggest difference between playing on the Washington Freedom team compared to the national team?
Well, it's funny. We were all talking about that just this past week when we were gearing up for the Germany game. Mm-hmm. We were talking about how as fast as the speed of play is in the WPS, because it's, like, you know, extremely fast, when you get all of us together, it's even faster. Mm-hmm. And I think it's faster in practice because we train on our edge every day, and we make sure that we're making each other better. And so it's so quick. And I think the first couple of days, it took all of us kind of getting reacquainted with that speed of play. So I think to me, that was the biggest difference. And I'm not saying that WPS is slow, because it's extremely fast, but when you put all of us into a practice setting, it was just amazing to see even how quicker we are, and I think we've gotten even quicker because of the WPS, and I think that's really neat, and we can see the benefits that the WPS has given us.
Okay, well, that's all I have for you. Thanks so much for talking with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Okay, bye.